American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. The economy took center stage at the vice presidential debate last night as J.D. Vance and Tim Walz aimed to gain voters' trust on the top issue.
She had the opportunity to enact all of these great policies, and what she's actually done instead is drive the cost of food higher by 25%, drive the cost of housing higher by about 60%.
If you're listening tonight and you want billionaires to get tax cuts, you heard what the numbers were. Look, I'm a union guy on this. I'm not a guy who wanted to ship things overseas.
Brian Brenberg is host of the Big Money Show on Fox Business Network. He says Walz reminded everyone that he's a union guy, but didn't talk about how to solve the problem.
And there was absolutely nothing about that. In fact, Harris Walz has said, we're going to refuse to use government power, Taft-Hartley Act powers, to fix this. So Americans are left thinking, well, you've put your thumb on the scale for unions here for 3.5 years. You've never put a thumb on the scale for consumers. And now we're about to get hit big time. If this strike goes more than a week, where's your answer, Mr. Walz? Where's the answer from your boss, Kamala Harris? Nothing in sight right now.
Here's an interlude where they sparred about the flood of illegal aliens driving up housing costs.
But we can't blame immigrants for the only reason. That's not the case that's happening in many cities. The fact of the matter is that we don't have enough naturally affordable housing.
We don't want to blame immigrants for higher housing prices, but we do want to blame Kamala Harris for letting in millions of illegal aliens into this country, which does drive up costs, Tim.
Iran continued to fire ballistic missiles at Israel overnight. Nate Foy is in Tel Aviv with the latest.
The largest ballistic missile strike ever. More than 180 ballistic missiles raining down on Israel, targeting the Mossad headquarters and air bases. While that attack unfolded, police also responded to a much deadlier terror attack in Tel Aviv. We were able to go down to the crime scene after Iran's missile attack.
Saw an image where the terrorists were standing over a civilian who had clearly already been shot, and they continued shooting him.
So we are learning updated numbers this morning. 7 people killed, 16 injured, and we're learning that the 2 terrorists came with automatic rifles from the West Bank on the same day.
North Carolina has launched a massive search and rescue operation in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. Robert Ray reports from a small community outside Asheville, North Carolina.
At least 161 people have lost their lives. That number continues to go up, unfortunately. And the search and rescue is ongoing. They are still looking for missing people in these hills and mountains all around these pockets in western North Carolina. The devastation is so immense. And coming into these pockets, roadways are compromised, and aid and emergency relief is arrived, thankfully, but it is still sparse. It's tough to get to. National Guard is on the ground.
A Pentagon advisor and military strategist says Vladimir Putin is signaling that under certain conditions, he will use nuclear weapons in the war against Ukraine. More from Chad Groening.
Last week, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced an interagency proposal to change the Kremlin's nuclear doctrine. The updated doctrine increases the list of threats that could warrant a nuclear response. Bob McGinnis is a national defense analyst and author of more than a dozen books on national defense issues.
Change in doctrine was essentially that if a non-nuclear nation is supported by a nuclear nation, read U.S., NATO, in an attack against Russia, then Russia has every right, according to Putin's new doctrine on nuclear weapons, to use nuclear weapons against that nation.
McGinnis doubts the resolve of the current U.S. administration if Russia uses nukes in Ukraine.
This administration would not respond with nuclear weapons. Don't count on it. They would issue strong words, but Putin would see that as appeasement. So we're just weak.
McGinnis says, however, Russia is unlikely to use nuclear weapons as long as the Ukraine war continues and Putin maintains dominating leverage over Kyiv. I'm Chad Groening.
More news online at AFN.net and on the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.